It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Many a Pittsburgher, myself included, grew up watching Chiller Theater, the late-night horror and science fiction program that ran from 1963 to 1983. That was the theme song, of course. It was hosted by the legendary Chili Bill Cardill and featured classic and not-so-classic monster movies. But what we remember most is what went on during the breaks in the movies. Imaginative sketches from Terminal Stair to the Pittsburgh subway system. Well, this weekend, the Strand Theater in Zeelian Opal will present Chiller Theater, the musical, a music and comedy review from actor and storyteller Tim Hartman. Tim Hartman joins us now by phone. Tim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you.
How did you come up with the idea to turn Chiller Theater into a live stage show?
Oh, no, this is not my idea. This is the idea of Jeremy Zarniak up at Strand Theater.
And, okay, how did Jeremy come up with the idea to turn Chiller Theater into a live stage show?
I don't know. There's lots of nostalgia, right? I mean, you just said you grew up with it. So did I. And there was nothing better than staying up late when you were a little kid watching those horror movies and seeing those ridiculous sketches. I just loved it. So it just seems like a natural for people of Pittsburgh.
So how exactly are you staging this?
Well, the show itself, it has lots of touchstones to Chiller Theater. Music and the kind of characters we're using. But for the most part, the first act is, it's Count Dracula is like the host of a talk show, of a talk show variety show. That's me. I'll be playing Dracula. And Dracula is, it's just funny to take this character and sort of twist him and make him sort of a smarmy, how you doing kind of guy.
It's sounding like Count Floyd, though, from SCTV, which was Joe Flaherty, who was also a Pittsburgh native.
Exactly. Which is lovely. It's again, we're just trying to touch all those buttons that people remember and love. It's like that, except that it's more variety show, more like singing, monsters coming out singing songs that are ridiculous and don't really match who they are. And then the second act of the show, Missy Moreno, who I'm sure you know, is just hilarious on stage and is great improvisationally, plays psychic Missy, and she will do palm readings and read the audience and bring back the dead to come and sing some songs as well, and I'm her assistant, Jimmy. There's a lot going on.
It sounds like that could be a Chiller Theater sketch. Now, is there a Chilly Billy character?
Oh, no. Sadly, how could you do that? Really, I don't know if that would be. If we can't get Chilly Billy, then I'd say don't touch that and just have fun with classic monsters and lots of jokes and lots of singing.
Did you get Chilly Billy's blessing on this?
That I don't know. I'm just an actor with it. You know, I'm just
sure.
I would hope so. That'd be great. But I don't know.
And what can the audience, you've touched on a little bit about what the audience can expect for this, but what are some of the other things, aside from what you've already mentioned, that will be incorporated into this particular program?
Well, we have Frankenstein's monster doing a tap dance with the Invisible Man. We have the mummy singing Don't Speak. We have, Bill Clinton will be there. Sonny and Cher will be there. Eleanor Roosevelt will be there. And all of these characters will sing and do songs that are just ridiculous.
What led you to want to bring, political figures into this?
Oh, just, it's part of, you know, what's going on in the world right now. And so, we're sort of looking at ways to gently, if Dracula's doing a talk show, and he's doing it like Johnny Carson, he's going to sort of riff about what's going on in the world. So he does talk a lot about candidates he's bitten in the past and what that tastes like. So just
what
the silliness.
What that tastes like.
Tastes like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's yeah. Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Tim Hartman, who is an actor and storyteller and is at the center of the stage show, Chiller Theater, the musical, a music and comedy review, which is happening this weekend at the Strand Theater in Zillionople. And I've received a question from the folks in the booth about how they want to know how you're presenting The Invisible Man. I kind of skipped over that thinking you're just looking to save money so you don't have to pay another actor, right?
No, there is an actor playing The Invisible Man.
Really?
It's a surprise. I don't want to give away all the gags. It's very clever. You'll be surprised and you'll enjoy it.
Can I ask you this? Will it start out like, you know, the Claude Rains classic original Invisible Man, where you do see somebody who's kind of wrapped up in something?
No.
All right.
No. The deal is that Dracula spends a lot of time standing on stage and then introducing acts. They come onto stage and then they do what they're supposed to. I don't want to destroy the surprise.
All right. I won't go any further with that, although you did kind of tip us off a little bit with that accent. I mean, sounding a little monster scary.
Oh, yes.
3D House of Pancakes.
Well, the thing is that I really love that old Dracula, and I think maybe he'll be talking a little bit about how he perceives, like, vampire movies now, you know, just a bunch of hipsters with the tight jeans on. And, oh, look at me. I'm sad. I'm a vampire. Now bite me.
Will you be? Well, you bring up something very interesting there. And that is that, you know, Dracula got handed off to people like very skilled actors like Christopher Lee and others. And of course, now, as you say, you've got the hipsters, but we're still going back to Bela Lugosi. So what was it about his performance that has just been that indelible impression for us?
I think it's the voice. I think it's the accent. I mean, it's any of those kinds of classic actors that brought something that's so easily caricatured, but at the same time, at the time, was horrifying. And that accent, I know, I just love that. I love that he didn't sound like an English guy. Sorry, that's my computer. Didn't sound like an English guy, you know. It's like so many of the classic monsters were English guys, but here we have somebody completely different who's maybe a little just because of his accent, he's different, you know. I just like that.
And we got less than 30 seconds left, but what is it about Chiller Theater that we're still talking about that? It went off the air over 3 decades ago.
May I say that we live at a time when that kind of programming does not exist anymore. That's why we still talk about it. Because it was just local guys having so much fun and doing whatever they wanted to do in the middle of the night. And we just don't have that kind of playfulness anymore.
Until this weekend. We have it this weekend. It's the Chiller Theater, the musical, a music and comedy review at the Strand Theater in Zillionople. And we've been talking with the star of the show, Tim Hartman. Tim, thanks so much for taking time with us to be on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
All right. And break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying have a very scary weekend, everyone.